859-9231. It's Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Guard.
And it's, well, we're here live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's 2010,
as if you didn't know what the year was, right?
The almighty New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Crown Plaza Hotel, Nashua, New Hampshire, right off of Route 3, near the Massachusetts border.
Now, you just showed up in a flurry of activity. your bodyguards are posted around the hotel, and the limo just kicked you out. But or that junker you drive for a car.
Yes, indeed.
One of the two.
I hit the eject seat.
But I've been here all day, and I have seen some amazing speakers. Bradley Balko from Reason Magazine, and he also has his blog, The Agitator. I saw Scott Beezer, who we will have on, who we had on last night, talking. He's the publisher of Big Head Press.
Yeah.
BigHeadPress.com.
Yeah.
Tomorrow there will be David Friedman from author, son of Milton Friedman.
Oh, my God, that is going to be great. Of course, David Friedman much more in the anarcho-capitalist line of things than his father was in the Chicago School of Economics.
Yep, we interviewed Catherine Bleich last night, and she was on, gave a speech today, and it's been awesome.
Look at this lineup, man. I'm looking at your computer screen. I was like, oh, I want to see that person speak. I want to see that person speak. And I'm not going to be here for part of the day tomorrow. I mean, if people have yet to come down here, if they're listening to us anywhere, I say, get in a car, get with your friends, and get over here.
Yep.
Tonight, Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, it's
at the dinner.
The big name.
I couldn't even get into the dinner. I'm going to be here anyway.
Right, you're not going to the dinner, pal.
Yeah. This is such a great time. The Free State Project has done it again, and I'm looking at their catalog here, the lineup of everything. I'm looking at all the advertisers, and it's great because I'm recognizing certain politicians who have put in ads, and these are some pretty serious folks who are trying to run for office, and they're starting to recognize that the Free Staters have acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tonight we're going to do a bunch of interviews. We deviate from our normal format, which is call in about anything you'd like to call in about, and you can still call in, and we'll try to squeeze your call in at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI phone line. But we are going to do some interviews, and the first ones that I grabbed, the honor position this evening, are Tony and Alicia from the Appleseed Project. Folks?
The Appleseed Project, joining up with other Free Staters. Alicia, Tony, this has to do with a fundamental right, correct?
The Appleseed Project actually is the attempt to restore the American rifleman tradition, which means a rifleman means something. It's a person who is able to shoot 4 minutes of angle, which is target about 20 inches at 500 yards, at will, every time, knows history, understands the present, and is moving his behind or her behind from in front of the TV, and is doing something to restore our technology.
Right. So the Appleseed Project, not only is it it's a lesson on how to shoot a rifle, and a great lesson on how to shoot a rifle, but it's a history lesson at the same time. And
it helps you understand our heritage. It helps understand what it cost the individuals back in the beginning to have what we have now, this freedom that we so willfully throw away because we're too lazy to do anything about it.
Or we're unwilling to fight against the judicial tyranny of justices who will selectively decide which of the so-called rights will be protected or not protected by this fraudulent government.
So as part of the history, we're learning the individuals, the lives, what they gave up, what they did. So it's personal. It's not just, those guys back then.
Yeah, the ones that wrapped their feet at Valley Forge or whatever, right? Now, tell us some of the history lesson that people learn when they go to the Appleseed Project. What do you tell them?
The biggest impression on me makes a history of Isaac Davis, who was a gunsmith, just like I am.
You are a gunsmith. Find one.
At least I wanna be. Who was also a blacksmith, farmer. He was training his neighbors as a militia formation. on his own backyard where he organized a shooting range. He was able to prepare his people, fully equipped them for the battle, and he was their captain. And April 19, 1775, when the signal came to go to the field and into the battle, he left his wife and four children sick. At this time, sick children meant that they might die.
Yeah.
The sickness was deadly at that time. So he was leaving the children
with
the consciousness that he probably will not see them alive. What's more, he was a superstitious person, and he saw the owl sitting on his musket before, sign of death. So leaving for the signal to battle, he was sure that he is going to die.
Wow.
What happened to him?
Teria?
And he died from the first valley in Concord.
Now, that's unusual because the during the Revolutionary War time, it's, what, 20% of people died from musket balls and 80% died from bayonets. So actually to get taken out by a musket ball is kind of unusual, right?
They didn't they didn't have very much targeting on, in that.
Well, in fact, most of that volley went over the heads. He just happened to be one of the few. He was hit in the head.
Gosh.
He was one of the few who managed to be hit because most of the volley went right over the heads of the colonists. But the colonists, when they returned fire, they went to their mark.
Now, because the British soldiers were armed with, what, Brown Bess muskets? So they these, what, 80 caliber balls go clank, 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 clank.
That's
down
right,
the down the tube, and they kind of go out in some pattern or another, whereas on our side, people were riflemen. They had rifled, right? They were intended to shoot animals, these weapons, right? Is that right?
No, they were using the same kind of the muskets.
Okay.
But their livelihood depended
they
used to hunt. If they didn't shoot straight, they didn't eat the dinner.
Okay.
So they were well experienced with the use of the of the muskets. So they were good and effective up to 150 yards and maybe, I think, about 200 yards.
It's amazing. You know, I was thinking about this, Tony and Alicia. Here, you know, you are sitting with us on Free Talk Live, and we're here at the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, and the motto is Live Free or Die. And you think about how much has been lost sentimentally from that time and the sacrifices of these people. You know, knowing the stories of some of these people, does it disturb you to think that so few people today recognize the importance of not only training with a firearm, but upholding the abstract principle? Tony, you and I were speaking before the show. You come from Poland. You're a political refugee. To recognize that if you own yourself, you have a right to protect yourself, and you should, and you should learn how to do it.
Even better not to need to protect yourself.
Yep.
Yes, I am a political refugee, and I became pretty much libertarian long time ago. Right now I fully subscribe to the ideas of Free Talk Live, especially Ian and Mark. What bothered me for a long time was that I never heard practical solutions from to get from point A to point B to our imaginary ideal world. Mm. How to secure this way and results of our way. So after thinking through this, I came with the idea. We have 70 million gun owners. If they are all able to shoot, they know their equipment, and they know, understand presence and know history, which is not taught currently in the schools, we will never need to shoot.
Now tell people how they can get a hold of Appleseed real quick.
If you just even go to Google and Google Appleseed, it'll come up.
Okay, cool. Thanks very much, guys. Tony, Alicia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at daradio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Mark with you.
And Guard.
And it's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you'd like to talk about. But tonight we are at the 2010 Liberty Forum here in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire. And we're doing a lot of interviews. So I've been running around grabbing everybody. And there's, you know, on Free Talk Live we don't talk to a heck of a lot of politicians.
Right on, man.
Kind of rankles me a little bit. But when a politician says the things I like to hear, then I'll bring them on. And
bring him on.
I have with me Bob Guida. Bob, you just have to twist that little headphone around there. Bob, I heard you speak at a local event, and I like the words you said. Tell people your platform and what you're running on, where you're running for.
Running for the U.S. House in the 2nd Congressional District of New Hampshire.
So that's a U.S. House. You'll be ruling over everybody in America. So, you know.
No, I won't be ruling. I'll be serving and I'll be fighting for freedom, which is in great jeopardy as we speak, both in terms of product, what's coming out of Congress, and process, how it's being done.
And in New Hampshire, you did great work here in New Hampshire as a New Hampshire politician trying to push back against the United States government itself. And I think that's part of the reason why you have such respect here, Bob.
Thank you.
So many people admire your efforts. New Hampshire itself has been changing, and we're obviously working to try to get back to it. You decided to try to take on this federal establishment. 2nd District, right now the guy who's in the district is a Democrat, and he's going to be running for Senate. So that means that it's going to be essentially an open seat.
Correct.
Tell us what inspired you, Bob, to decide to get into this race and leave the New Hampshire battle. We just spoke with some people about the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms, the history, the lineage of it going back to the Revolution. Obviously, this is a crucial, crucial time for a guy who wants to devolve the federal government. We couldn't see a more dangerous time to see the size of the government. So I'll just leave you that intro, and you can tell us what inspired you to say, you know what, I got to do this.
Well, I had left the New Hampshire House after 3 consecutive terms, self-term limited, because you do get jaded, you do get tired, and when you lose the energy, you need to leave and go back to what you were doing. That's how our country was designed. No career people, no lifetime careers and with retirement funds and health care, those kinds of things. I looked around, and I read the Constitution. It's on my bedside table. I carry one in my pocket. I have one in my car. I'm an airline captain. I carry one in my flight kit.
Good for you.
When I'm 39,000 feet late at night on a 14-hour flight to Beijing or Kuwait or someplace, it's quiet. I'll pop, read a couple sections and think about them. The fact of the matter is that our country right now is at a crossroads of incredible importance. Either, and I believe this is the election, in fact, either we are going to endorse a government which produces outcomes, or we're going to endorse a government which protects freedom. You can't have both. And right now, with entitlements and with government in every aspect of our lives, okay, we lose freedom. We become subjects, not citizens. A large part of that is our own responsibility. When you have 30% of the voting public voting, that means that roughly 9% of the population runs the country. And the citizen, under our founding fathers' picture, the citizen was the watchdog. I hear people talk about term limits. I'm against term limits. Why? They're in the Constitution. Term limits won't solve anything. It's the rules of the House. Study the rules of the U.S. House and Senate. You understand where the corruption begins. You have to change those rules. Term limits won't change longevity and seniority and patronage.
It'll just have politicians changing seats like,
Well, you'll have a guy that's going to do the wrong thing do it in 12 years instead of 25.
Do you see, Bob Guida, do you see any particular issues? Obviously, we've got this ridiculous medical fascism that's being foisted upon us through the most Byzantine, bizarre rules. That even those people who swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, they could care less. They are criminal elements. They deserve no respect whatsoever, even as human beings. They're dishonest, corrupt people. And do you see, in addition to that, do you see other ones that are out there? We've got the bailouts. We've got various Supreme Court decisions.
Let's talk about some things. Let's talk about this thing called net neutrality.
Yeah.
First Amendment. I mean, I'm all over that. And in the column that he wrote on my website, which is, of course, someplace I'd love to have people go look.
What is that website?
It's www.bobguida, BobGuida.com.
Okay.
BobGuida.com. I talk about net neutrality. I talk about McCain-Feingold.
Oh, jeez.
The U.S. House, Senate, and President passed McCain-Feingold.
Incredible.
An infant who has read the First Amendment would have understood right off the bat it was unconstitutional before the last word was written. And yet it took millions of dollars through a legal process and the machinations of, you know, federal circuit courts and appellate courts and the U.S. Supreme. Anyone that understands the Constitution knew that was an infringement.
Right, and the way that they overturned it was ugly, too. McCain-Feingold stunk, and it stunk for a whole bunch of reasons, and they didn't And they didn't appeal it for the reasons that I felt it stunk. They appealed it for reasons that, were something entirely different. The reason I felt it stunk, they appealed it for entirely different reasons, like corporations have a freedom of speech or something.
Sure, yeah. Let's talk about, pick something. Pick anything coming out of this government. Cap and trade, they're looking at that.
Amazing.
I fly international routes for a major airline.
Yeah.
I travel to Beijing. I travel to Dubai, Kuwait, Europe, all over South America,
yeah.
Singapore.
Yeah.
Cap and trade will hamstring American business. It will cost, they're estimating it will cost 1.5 million jobs for the next 10 years.
It's stunning.
It does nothing to solve the problem, but it creates a gaming situation for carbon credits.
Yes, absolutely.
Which currently exists in Europe, and the corruption is massive.
And all it does, Bob, all it
doesn't incentivize. This country was based on three things. It was based on individual responsibility, individual freedom, and economic liberty. You take any one of those, or any part of anyone, or any part of all three of those, and you start destroying this republic model.
And the costs that will be incurred onto business
are
incredible.
Huge. And homes and families.
As a professional pilot, I'm sure I'm going to be flying into England on Tuesday. And it just gets me so angry to know that the federal government, starting in the 1920s, basically squeezed itself into what could have been a private security paradigm in an unconstitutional fashion, the same way they took over the airwaves in broadcasting. They said, oh, well, planes go over state borders, so therefore we can regulate them. What's your view on the current status of air security, so-called?
Let's talk about that.
Security.
Yeah. It's an interesting, because that is something in which I've had an impact personally.
Mm-hmm.
Both captains at United on 93 and 175 were personal friends.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And on that day, I vowed to myself, I'm going to do what I can to fix this problem. And so I started out on a one-man crusade to enable airline pilots to be trained and armed to carry weapons in the cockpit.
Good for you, Bob.
I fought George Bush. I fought the Air Transport Association. I fought the Airline Pilots Association, of which I was a member. Okay? And I was on Fox News. I was on Dateline NBC. I was threatened with termination by my company. I advocated training and arming airline pilots. As an ex-FBI agent, as a former Marine officer, as a Naval Academy graduate, I figured I knew a little bit about weapons and handling and so forth. And the other thing was this. Had we had weapons on airplanes, which we used to until 1983, then we would have had no 9/11. But we worked that bill. We got it done. Today, over 10,000 pilots carry firearms in a cockpit.
Awesome.
Thank you for that hard work you did on that, Bob. Now, before we get go, tell me your stand on the Fed real quick and then plug your website.
The Fed needs to go away.
Yeah.
We need to start with an audit, and then that will show, I'm sure, enough culpability in many different places that it will be seen that it's necessary to take and dismantle that organization.
Website?
www.bobguided.com.
BobGiuda.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
There was a new, there was a fright. And so with that,
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You make the calls, except on a special occasion like now. This is Guard.
And Mark.
And if you do want to reach us,
1-800-259-9231.
We will try to sneak in some phone calls, but since we are here in southern New Hampshire at Nashua, New Hampshire, in the Crown Plaza Hotel, the Free State Projects Liberty Forum.
Yep, 2010.
We have some special guests all lined up. Some great conversations. Really interesting to talk with Bob Gaida in our last segment.
Right. And what we're going to do is we're going to bang, bang, bang. We're going to hit a whole bunch of interviews.
A lot of famous names here.
You're going to hear a lot of stuff.
This man sitting next to me, I know this name very, very well.
He's one of the premier gun rights attorneys, at least in my mind. I don't know I don't know all the specifics of gun rights, but he's one of the premier gun rights attorneys in the nation. Today he's here to talk to us about Save Your Knife Rights.
Knife Rights Incorporated.
Knife Rights Incorporated.
It's called Knife Rights.
And Evan Knappen. Yes. Evan, good to have you here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, always a pleasure. Pleasure.
Tell us about
I've spent my entire career in fighting for gun rights, knife rights, and Second Amendment. And, people don't think too much when you talk about the gun issue, how the knife issue actually ties directly into it. Matter of fact, in the Heller decision, Supreme Court decision, finding there, is an individual right to keep and bear arms, they cite to the work of Swords and Blades of the American Revolution, written by a dear friend of mine, George Newman, who I've known for many, many years. He is the authority on Revolutionary War weapons and accoutrements, and his collection is actually on display at Valley Forge.
Wow.
Wow.
So, but here he is cited in the Heller decision regarding swords and blades of the American Revolution.
Nice.
And that came through the Oregon case of Kessler, where and another case followed through Delgado, where knives were found to be protected under the Second Amendment.
Very good.
So here in New Hampshire, we have a bill that has been primary sponsor is Representative Jennifer Coffey, who will be speaking here at the Liberty Forum. And I bet you she'll love to talk to you guys and has
a fellow Free Stater.
Fellow Free Stater.
Ran for office and was one of a new batch of Free Staters to get into the state legislature in New Hampshire.
That's right. And Jen has put forward the bill that removes the archaic knife laws of New Hampshire. And that's the really committee finding in which the bill that removes these archaic laws so that we will have complete knife freedom in terms of no malum prohibitums of carry, possession, possess with intent to sell, transport, none of that for knives. So if you're a law-abiding citizen.
And swords.
And yeah. Swords,
right,
yeah.
Right,
because
I saw in one of the laws that you're not allowed to have a sword cane.
New Hampshire at one point prohibited that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But sword canes were removed from this section that's
okay.
Now banned switch knife, dagger, dirk, and stiletto. You know, right now, it is illegal in New Hampshire to carry a switch knife, dagger, dirk, or stiletto. The entire Highland Games Festival is illegal because they're all carrying Scottish dirks. And here, that great festival of this great state, and that is specifically banned from carrying and or selling.
Wow.
Now, it's my understanding you can carry them if you are hunting, that you can have one. But who's to define when I'm hunting and when I'm not?
Well, you have to actually be hunting. So during the time when you attempt to carry it to the place of hunting, you're illegal. I actually represented an individual who was a dealer for 10 years.
It's ridiculous.
And was charged with illegally selling a switchblade. And I made it clear to the prosecutor. I said, so in other words, as long as he was set up to sell them out of his duck blind or his deer stand, he'd be okay. But otherwise, because we have these exemptions, but it's illogical and irrational as to how they're applied.
You know, Evan, the entire spectrum of the laws are inappropriately applied. They are illogical. What gets me about it is that people seem to have this disassociative disorder when it comes to looking at firearms, and they don't look at the same thing when it comes to any other type of arm. And for example, how would you describe to people various decisions about the Second Amendment, say the Heller case or the case that's coming up regarding the incorporation doctrine and things like that, and how other types of armaments have been viewed? They seem to be a separate body altogether.
Well, I can tell you that one of the best, actually what's interesting is the Oregon court, which is one of the early courts to find that the state right to keep and bear arms in Oregon protected firearms and knives as well. In that decision, they answered one of the questions that anti-gunners like to throw at you in an argument. Well, should you be able to have a nuclear bomb?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like to take an extremist. But, you know, whether you want to argue hypothetically whether we should or not, the thing is the Second Amendment would not allow that. And there's a reason. Because historically, weapons of mass destruction were a community-owned weapon. The cannon was not owned by the individual. It was community-owned. Personal armament. When it says a well-regulated militia, regulated meant equipped. And what makes you equipped with your personal armament would be your firearm and knife and hatchet, etc. So that was personal armament, and that's what was protected, not community weapons.
So you don't think a guy should be able to have a cannon in his front lawn?
Well, I'm not saying that, because I'm for different philosophy. But I am talking about what the Second Amendment would, in fact, have been in the minds of the founding fathers when they enacted it.
I have to say, I have a slight disagreement with you, Evan, and it's a totally friendly disagreement,
right.
Because there were personal cannons that were owned by people. A lot of the Smithies actually had small cannons that they, and you know, people like John Hancock designed some of these things.
Well, yeah, and not that they would necessarily have been banned or that an individual wouldn't have had it. And I think we could make an argument that possibly cannons or smaller mortars or even grenades should be individual armament.
I don't think you make the same argument for nuclear weapons.
But,
right. No, but
community, but the large, really, when Knox brought the cannons from the, sure. Well, he didn't personally own them. He went and brought them down. You know, this was, and there was a community-owned and community effort in obtaining, for the most part. But hey, you know, I that doesn't mean I'm all for ownership of cannons. Not a problem. There are many, matter of fact, some of the great, you know, reenactments that take place in the state are people that personally owned cannons today.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now, let's not get too far off on cannons. I want to talk about save your knife rights.
Sure, yes.
So, what are you guys doing to protect knife rights, and what are your websites so people can
Well,
buy
yeah.
And why should people care about
knife rights? Well, this is, right now there's an anti-knife movement in the United Kingdom that is so extreme, going after everything from pointy kitchen knives to every type of pocket knife, to seizing edged weapons from museums and collections. And they have bins that they set up where you need to surrender your knives. So the media is a co-conspirator in this, and they have put forward what's called the Knives Take Lives campaign. And, so I set up, for example, on Facebook, I just set up the knife rights when I looked at Facebook, and I saw that there was the Knives Take Lives campaign out of London. They had 30,000 members.
Oh, good Lord.
This is in order to take away your knives. So, what, you know, they're so anti-rights. So before that crosses the pond and gets here, we need to protect our knife rights and take the step. And here in New Hampshire, with this bill, 1665, we will be one of the freest knife states in the country when this passes. And look, that's why I came to New Hampshire, to try to make it freer. Mm-hmm. That's why Jen's here. That's why that's what we're all about.
Thank
so
you.
We can knock out a malum prohibitum of any sort. That's what we look to do.
How do they find them?
Yeah.
How do they find you on the internet?
Oh, thank you. The the website, which is very thorough, and you'll really enjoy going to it, it's Knife Law Online. Knife Law Online,
.com,
right. And it's not Knife Laws, not plural. That'll take you to a different site. But Knife Law Online will bring you up to the New Hampshire Knife Rights Bill. We have, and people nationally, this is national in its effect. We have incredible national support, not only the knife magazines, but Guns Magazine, American Handgunner. We have national organizations, Citizens Committee, Right to Keep Your Arms. We have many famous people that are backing us. Grover Norquist is on with a quote supporting. I mean, we have a national eye is on New Hampshire to see this pass and see this freedom.
Evan Navin, thank you very
My
much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome.
Pleasure.
Free Talk
awesome.
Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com. In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness.
We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Gar.
And tonight we're doing something a little different. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it's a great time, and we're doing interviews back to back to back. You can call in, but we're gonna stick with most of our interviews here, and we'll try to squeeze you in. So, but before we do that, I want to tell you about Jurisdictionary. In every contest, there are rules, and every winner knows those rules and how to use them. Jurisdictionary.com explains to the average person how to use the rules of the court system step by step. The average eighth grader in less than 24 hours can figure out how to, you know, navigate the legal system. And this was written by a lawyer, a doctorate of jurisprudence. I guess he's a JD. And you can go find out more at jurisdictionary.com. It is, you know, you can fight tickets this way, and it's cheaper than the cost of most tickets. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. Well, we've been broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, right near the Massachusetts border. Very close. Makes me nervous.
Yeah, well, I can feel the heat of the state just radiating.
That's
off
right.
The border.
That's right. You got to watch your pockets. They might get picked. They've got long reaches. But anyway, we've been just surrounded by some great people. And if you listen to Free Talk Live, you know.
And you must be, because you're hearing that.
Absolutely. You know, if this is your first time, then welcome. But if you're a regular listener to the Free Talk Live, then you know that one of the great new names on the scene has been mentioned numerous times on Free Talk Live, and that is the School Sucks podcast.
Yeah, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, who sponsors our phone lines and is quite the angel to our show. He sponsors School Sucks, and that's because he ferrets out the very best in the Liberty Movement, and he supports them.
Yes, he's awesome. And if you haven't heard this, get over to iTunes and look up School Sucks. Get on the Podomatic and check it out. It is awesome. And right now, we have Brett, the man behind the School Sucks podcast, sitting here with us, taking a little time out from all the things that have been going on here. Brett, thanks for coming in, my man. How are you?
Oh, good to be with you.
It's great to have you here. First, why don't we talk a little bit about what inspired you to come to New Hampshire and then inspired you to create what I think is probably one of the best audio productions that anybody can listen to on the internet right now. It is superb. It is so good. School Sucks, everybody. It is awesome. Why don't you tell people about what your thought process?
Well, my story is actually interesting. I came to New Hampshire in 1980,
as a little boy. I left to go to college. I lived in some other states, such as Vermont, New York, and Massachusetts. So I got a taste of what surrounds New Hampshire. And
slightly different flavors of socialism.
Yeah, if that's any indication of what happens when you go even further away from New Hampshire.
It's not.
Yeah. I was glad to get back here in 2007, and I just moved from the Seacoast to the Manchester area. I've worked in education for a long time, the better part of the last 10 years. In addition to that, I've done my own research investigations on the topic of public education, the origin, its intentions. And I've been doing some work with Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty Podcast. Wes is out in San Diego.
Wes is a super genius,
yeah,
too.
Yes, awesome. Super genius. And he and I started talking about this idea of doing a show or some more content specifically about education. So never considered myself very tech-savvy, but as I started to look into that, as soon as I figured out how do you upload an MP3 to the Internet and how do you record your voice on a computer, I started it about 8 months ago. And these are all ideas that I had, they were kind of backed up. I had been putting them together over a number of years.
Well, the sound quality of it is fantastic.
Really?
It's really good. And the content, what I really love is just you listen to the School Sucks podcast, you listen to Brett, and he has conversations with Wes, he's had a conversation with me, he's talked with Ian, you spread your wings and you contact these people, you flit and you get in touch. But at the same time, you yourself provide some very interesting and I think challenging questions to anyone who has been brought up in the public school, government school systems. Because unless you can really be seen a glimpse from the outside, you're not going to get this sort of thing. It's very difficult to think out of the box when you're brought up inside that box. How do you approach it when you explain to people, look, this is what School Sucks is all about?
Well, what I really think is important about it is interesting story. I was in Boston, commuting to Boston years ago when I lived in Massachusetts. So commuting to Boston during rush hour to train a group of teachers how to get certified, if you can imagine a less satisfying day all around. And this was probably 2006. I heard the three of you guys talking about education.
Oh, wow.
On this show. It was one of the first times that I had listened to the show. Cool. And I was really surprised. I said, wow, other people talk about this stuff and know about this stuff. And I thought that was terrific. And, I always think about how throughout history so many people might have formulated these ideas, these revolutionary ideas, but when they didn't have the kinds of tools for communication and information that we have today, they might have just retreated back to some kind of position that was a little bit more safe and a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that this sentiment that school sucks is certainly very common in high school and maybe even middle school, but the power and the truth behind that statement, that school takes these things out of people, the individualism, the creativity, the curiosity, our best attributes that we have when we're little, by the time we're 18, gone.
And how did we get
many people?
I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead. How did we get the monolith of the monopoly that we have on education currently? Because although you don't have to send your little waif to the public educational system, you must fund it. How did we get it?
How did it
come about?
Right. How did the state get it? Essentially, yeah.
That goes all the way back to Harvard College in Massachusetts.
Well,
the 1600s.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the origins they kind of come together in a confluence in the latter half of the 19th century. Obviously, we know that there's a strong religious influence, the fear of people coming to the United States from other places, other cultures, other beliefs that they wanted to kind of press them into a mold.
They're attacking us.
Yeah, yes. Well, they
the Protestants didn't like the Catholics big time. They didn't want them coming in the late 1800s.
Yeah. Exactly. As Rothbard points out, the Ku Klux Klan was a big spearhead for that very same reason. They wanted to stamp out Catholicism because they were worried that those people had, their highest loyalty to the Pope. to the Vatican, and not to the United States.
That's what my mom said about JFK, like the warning, you know, the sort of the warning was, and I could hear it in her voice. It still bothered her, the idea that Catholic might have been voted in, you know, like it was to her, it was a revolutionary idea, even though she told me in the 70s, and of course JFK had been killed in 63.
And you know, Brett, and once again, folks, it's School Sucks, the School Sucks podcast. Check it out. Subscribe to it at iTunes, please. Go to Podomatic.com, School Sucks podcast website.
SchoolSucksProject.com, and we're getting ready to have a completely revamped website launched. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
It's amazing because, you know, I do the podcast. We're going to bring you in over at Liberty Conspiracy very soon. Mm-hmm. And what you said, you know, the individuality being crushed out of kids and at the same time being indoctrinated not only to not question the state, but to laud and applaud statist tendencies, the crushing of individual rights, the destruction of the Constitution of the United States, the destruction of individual liberty. You've got history that you and I talked about, praising FDR, saying that all these policies he did were so wonderful. So in addition to that, that idea of, well, the state is good and government education is good, you've got iconic figures that are raised up by these people.
Well, yeah, what happens, I think the basic function of the curriculum is, at least in history anyway, is that it personifies government through these heroic people.
Mm.
And it seems like the criteria for becoming a hero is how much they, kind of trampled on the rules that were put down for them to follow.
When you talk about the great presidents, and I think you can leave Washington out of this one a little bit. When you talk about the great presidents, it's always the presidents that did the most. Always the presidents that were responsible for the most Americans that died on their watch.
Aggrandizing
those
power.
Those are great.
Yeah.
FDR, wow. You know, World War II.
Abraham Lincoln, yeah. Teddy Roosevelt, Lyndon Johnson, and all these guys.
And unfortunately, when the only tool you have for doing things is violence, those probably aren't very good people that you're talking about, even though they're reinvented as heroes in our history curriculum.
Brett, at School Sucks, what kind of alternatives do you mention to people? Because they're brought up the yellow school bus, local town. Hey, the federal government's going to come in and help us out here. We've got special education. You get all these things mixed together. What direct line do you get to them to say, think outside the box, different paradigm?
I think one of the questions that I've often encountered is, well, what would your idea be for a system to take its place? Which is, of course, a question that can't be answered.
Be answered in the marketplace.
Exactly. But the idea that I could centrally plan education for millions of people in perpetuity is a question that I can't answer. It's a trap question.
Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.